Okay. Welcome back to Two and a Possible.
It's your girl Melanie.
And Rashawn.
It is March, and it is definitely come in like a lion, and I'm hoping it leaves like a lamb. The weather is definitely telling us it is still winter. Well, especially here in New England, it's craziness. We are definitely still in winter, and it has reminded us that winter brings lots and lots of snow. We got about almost a foot and a half here in the Boston area, and it was a fun Monday. I got a lovely snow day, and it was great. It was nice because I didn't have to go into the office, and that was wonderful. But I don't know if it's just people not wanting to deal with winter weather anymore, but everyone's just not excited about winter. I don't know. It's like people forgot that we live in New England, but everyone is just not excited about snow. Everyone was complaining today when I went back to the office, so I don't know. We're just over winter, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, I live in Jersey and I'm really starting to get tired of this snow every 2 minutes.
It's so funny because I don't know, like we didn't have that bad of a winter this year. It wasn't until, these last couple of weeks that there was any snow at all. And it hasn't really been that cold. So I don't understand why everyone's really. There are other parts of the country that definitely had to deal with a whole lot more. So I don't know if it's just us being whiny and complaining about things because so many other things in life right now are just not exciting. And people are just overall grouchy. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm a winter baby. I don't mind it. Maybe it's because I don't have to shovel. So snow doesn't bother me. Call me Elsa, I suppose. I don't have to deal with it when it snows. I get to work from home, so I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to shovel. So snow days make me happy. But for a lot of people, I guess it just causes a lot of extra pain and issues. So I get it. I understand. But for me, it just means less work for me to have to do.
I'm more of the I if it's gonna snow, I need a lot of snow so my job can be proactive and say, "Oh, you guys don't gotta come in. You don't gotta come work. Fine, stay home. We get paid for the day because it's a snow day."
Oh, I see. It just inconveniences you. Otherwise, it just means more work. I see. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I can see that. I can see that. When I was younger, I hated snow days because it meant that I couldn't go to school. So I was the nerd kid who used to cry on snow days because it meant that I couldn't go to school. So I don't know. I was always weird about it. So I get it. I get it. You would prefer it either be like 2 feet of snow, meaning you get a free payday, or no snow at all. I understand.
Yeah, because the only thing it harms is my commute because the train will be late or not show up for another half an hour. Then I go to work late or I decide I have to get an Uber. I'm not trying to spend $20.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So one of the good things this weekend, because I didn't do anything, is because I got to catch up on some movies. And so I spent a lot of time this weekend watching TV, which I don't do a lot of, we've talked about before. So this was a movie weekend for me. So I caught up on something. So Hulu actually has a live TV option. So I don't have cable. I ditched cable a while ago, probably like 4 years ago now. So I just have Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, and Google Movies. And I have like more Google Movies than like almost anyone I know because I think I have like all my Disney movies. Because Disney has this Disney Anywhere, like once you buy like a Disney DVD, which I It's disgusting how many Disney movies I have. But you know, you get the Disney Anywhere thing. So once you buy the movie, you get it digitally as well. So you have it on Disney Amazon, you have it on everywhere. So I just found out that Hulu has this live TV option. So I wanted to watch my one guilty pleasure on TV. The one trash TV thing I watch. I shouldn't say the one. I am a Real Housewives person. So I like to every once in a while catch up on what the Real Housewives ladies are doing. And so my favorite season that I like to watch, or the group of people that I like to watch, was actually New Jersey. There was just something about watching those white ladies in New Jersey just be like crazy that I just thought was entertaining. So I used to watch that all the time until I forgot. It was that one lady that went to jail. I was just like, I just thought it was crazy that she was actually going to jail for like child fraud or something. So I caught up on the Atlanta ladies this weekend, and I actually watched like so many. And then I also found out that they had one in the Potomac, which I had no idea that they had like another season of like black people. But I thought that was super cool. So that's what I did this weekend. And I also caught up on Turner Classic Movies, because live TV on Hulu, you can like get it. So I have like a free trial for like a week to see if that's something I'm going to switch up to. But it's actually super cool. You can get like, you can watch like live TV through Hulu, and it's only like $40. And I'm like, that's like how much cable should cost. But it doesn't. Like, cable's like $100 freaking for no reason. You don't even watch half the channels. But now I can watch like live TV and fast forward and rewind and catch in. And I was like, this is exactly what I want from cable, but it's only like the channels that I actually watch plus like live on demand. So I don't know. I'm thinking Hulu might have me back in the cable game, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I've tried Hulu's live TV before. I liked it. YouTube has a good one too. I think there's 35.
Oh, so I don't know. This free trial for me ends on the 8th. So we'll see. Maybe I'll turn it off on the 8th and check out YouTube's and see, you know, what the difference is and make a decision, because I wanted to find out who I was going to get my Stars package from, because I need to be able to watch my my American Gods. I was just going to add the package, the Stars package, to whatever, either Hulu or Amazon Prime, but we'll see who I add it to, because I definitely have to watch my American Gods when it comes out. I mean, I think the first episode's tonight, but I mean, I don't have to watch it straight away. I can avoid the spoilers, but I'm so excited about that coming back.
Yeah, I saw an article earlier saying Ricky Whittle, who plays Shadow in American Gods, might be up for a role in one of the DC movies as Green Lantern.
Ooh. Are we going to get another Justice League movie?
Not anytime soon. It's supposed to be a Green Lantern Corn movie. Supposed to be like kind of like a buddy cop, like the older Hal Jordan and like a younger John Stewart, something like that.
Okay. So you put me on to another not YouTube, Netflix show that we watched this weekend, Dating Around. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was listening to another podcast, The Nerdpocalypse, and the dude who runs that one, Jay, was talking about it, and I thought it was interesting and everything, so I was like, huh, let me check this out. So I saw the first episode, and I was like, this is a good show, and I like the premise. I like how they did the editing and everything else like that. It's a really good type dating show. And I was like, this is different than anything I've seen on like regular dating shows like The Bachelor or like Flavor Love or Two Shots of Love like MTV has and all that stuff. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. So let me see how it goes. And I liked the first episode. And I was like, okay, let me watch the rest of them, because they're only like 24 to 28 minutes. And I enjoyed it. I'd say I liked The first episode, I was really having an issue with the second episode because the one guy on there and how he kind of like his whole entire demeanor and everything was like, nope, 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 nope. But from there, I enjoyed the series. But what about you?
It solidified the idea that I don't like dating shows. I think because they just make me rethink how my dating life is going, which is not amazing. But I also like I have secondhand embarrassment, and it like just makes me feel uncomfortable. Like I just don't like that feeling. I think there's like a name for it. Like I was reading some article, like secondhand embarrassment is just not like it's. I don't deal well with it, like anxiety wise. Like I just don't like that feeling of like feeling bad for like the person that I'm watching. So like it just made me feel uncomfortable a lot of times for the person that I was watching. So I think that's why I don't like dating shows in general. But also just because like I have an emotional connection to the people. So like what you said. So the first episode. It was a white male lead, and him like finding different characters. So I like the diversity of the people that they found for these people to date. So that was cool. But I think I was bringing so many cultural biases and thought processes to why they liked or didn't like the different people that they picked. I think one of the p interesting things was to like, who are they gonna pick? It's kind of like House Hunters for people. I think it's a weird way to think about it, but it's like you're like, who are they gonna pick? And like all the things that go into like why they're gonna pick that person. I think of this four episodes that I watched, because there were two episodes. I think the older couple I didn't watch, and there was another episode I didn't watch. But of the four episodes that I watched, I think I was dead on for three of them. Like I was like, yeah, that's who he's definitely gonna pick, or who they're definitely gonna pick. So I liked that they had a variety of different couples. So they had a gay man, they had a lesbian woman, they had a straight woman, straight man, they had white, black, Asian. So that was great. I loved the variety of people that they picked, but I definitely am not a dating show person. I do like the premise. I like how they summed it up with like, the first minute when they, meet the person, how they talked over drinks, over dinner, and you can just see how even in your when when we're on dates, like how you have different types of conversations, how there's different interactions, how people react to the different types of things people say on dates, and some of the conversations these people are having, I'm just like, some of these people need dating etiquette. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting show, definitely an interesting concept. We'll see if they have another season. I wonder how people are getting chosen. I wonder if it would be different in different areas of the country, because this is all in New York. But it was really cool. It was an interesting experiment, so that was cool. So yeah, it was a cool show, but it definitely gave me some anxiety.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, for like the first episode, I was kind of like, wow, the black woman's actually late because she didn't get there until the dinner. And after they've already met, had the drinks, and got to the table, I was like, wow, she's the only one that was late.
Yeah, she was late, and then like she left like before, like I don't know, she was probably only with him for 20 minutes, and she ate dinner, and then she just got an Uber home.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, like I knew he wasn't gonna pick her, so I was just like, whatever. Like that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, I feel like she had the same mentality as like, well, I'm already late and I'm not really feeling it, so might as well go home early and everything.
And then the same thing, like the white girl who wasn't feeling the guy who worked at the strip bar. Like she was just like, yeah, I have a headache. Okay. Like, are we still using the headache line? Like that's still, I mean, you don't have to give an excuse. You can just say, yeah, this isn't working out for me. But it was just so super lame. And he, I don't know, that was just so cringy. I was just like, poor guy. I felt super bad.
Cause I had my like little favorites and everything, cause I didn't like I did was it Mia? I think it was the Mia episode I liked the Lex episode. I did like the Leonard episode because he did pick the older black woman, so I was like, okay, they're all together.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
That's interesting. Yeah, so I thought it was cool. So one thing that I thought that this that was interesting this weekend as we were coming out of Black History Month was Brie Larson. Sorry, it was coming out of Black History Month and going into the fact that Captain Marvel comes out this weekend. Was Brie Larson hit some negative press, interestingly enough, talking about how she wanted the press junkets that she was talking to be more diverse. And she had hit some people who had was it was I guess they felt a kind of way for her to say that she wanted to talk to some more diverse press junkets. And I applauded her for saying that, you know, she noticed that, you know, she was mostly only talking to like white men when she would go and she would talk to her press junkets, and how she wanted to be able to talk to, you know, diverse magazines, diverse media outlets, and make sure that, you know, she was making those circuits. And I think that the same comments were made by what's his name? The guy from This Is Us. He was in Black Panther
Sterling K.
2.
Brown.
Yeah, Sterling K. Brown made similar comments. And I mean, I think media outlets from diverse media outlets make these same kind of comments. You know, they're not always invited to these press junkets or these stand-ups because, you know, we don't always have the same kind of opportunities. And it's the stars that really need to make these requests sometimes. So I think it's really good when they, you know, step up and say, hey, we want to make sure everyone has a seat at the table. Because especially, you know, coming out of Black History Month, going into Women's History Month, you know, they are the ones that need to say, hey, everyone needs the chance to sit at the table. So I applaud her for saying that. And the pushback she got was just kind of ridiculous, I think.
Yeah, it was ridiculous for that, because she's just asking for more inclusivity with everyone else. It's like you gotta broaden your horizon, let more people in, and just not the same faces.
Right. She's not saying take seats away from the table. She's saying add more seats to the table. And I think that's so weird. Like people are get so caught up. Like inclusion isn't about letting, isn't about like taking things away. It's about adding more. And I think we need to move like we like I think we need to move past diversity and inclusion and move to collaboration and working together. And I think you know, Black History Month, Women's History Month, people need to stop thinking about us being divided and being more collaborative. So I just wanted to touch on that. What was the other thing I wanted to say? Oh yeah, so Johnny Depp apparently is suing his ex. And the main part of the lawsuit that I thought was interesting was I didn't know if you heard about this, but they're making another Pirates movie, but he's not in it.
Yeah.
And the new star of it is actually going to be female. And so the lawsuit states that the reason, well, he's stating that the reason he lost Pirates was because of her op-ed that she had posted about the sexual abuse, the abuse that she said that he inflicted on her.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I don't know how that lawsuit's gonna go, but that's interesting to me.
Yeah, because he's bringing a lot of stuff to the table, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean that's opening up a whole lot of I don't know, I feel like that's opening up a whole lot right there, because I mean that precedent is quite interesting. Loss of money, like the amount, I think it's like 125 million or something. Like it's a lot of money. Because it's like loss of like earnings.
Yeah, because he yeah, because the man has an
Like
own
definition.
He has his own island. He's, I think it's what, 50 million he's suing for.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And I'm just like, my goodness, like if he wins, I mean, I don't know.
He
I don't
might.
know. Yeah, I'm like, that's cr I don't know. And so I guess it depends on how good his lawyers are. So we'll see. I really want to see how that pans out. I just think of like if Mariah Carey can win a lawsuit against her boyfriend for an engagement that she didn't even complete. Like, I don't know, anything's possible in my mind.
Yeah. It because for like with that case and everything, it's a lot to go into it, and you don't want to bring in like both their histories and all this other stuff. So I'm like, I thought it was all settled after the divorce and all that, but no.
Right, like I think it's wild. I think that's crazy wild. Crazy, crazy wild. Also talking about movies. So I feel like so as we go into this weekend, I'm like super excited about Captain Marvel, but like we're kicking off like nonstop movies. Like I feel like this is the first weekend, and then it's gonna be like movie, 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 movie. Like so much is coming. Like I it's gonna be a movie every weekend going forward. So like Dumbo is coming, and then like all these other live action movies, like every month we have a like live action Disney movie coming. We've got Dumbo, we've got Aladdin. What do you think about these live action Disney movies?
I'm fine with them. I know a lot of people are like, "Hey, shouldn't make them," or "We already got them." But I'm like, it's Disney. They're gonna find a way to make money, and if they can add to the story that was there in their own little spin, it's fine.
Yeah, did you know that like the Beauty and the Beast movie was like one of the like top selling movies that year? Like I didn't
Yeah.
even realize how well that movie sold. Like people like it sold a lot of tickets. So like a lot of people were definitely like, "Oh, we don't need to re like people complain about, "Oh, Hollywood's not making new movies and blah blah blah." But like these are classics for a reason. And I think, like you said, if they add new elements to it, which they totally did, that they changed some things, which some people complained about, and they updated some things. But I think if they get the right actors and if they like bring us the songs that we want, like, so at first they told us, oh, I thought the like rumor was that in Lion King, they weren't gonna have the Be Prepared song. And I was like, throw the movie away. Because if you're not gonna have Be Prepared, I don't want to see it. I mean, there are already other reasons I wasn't excited about the stupid movie because I was like, I don't really know why Beyonce needs to be Nala. Because if she comes in here with her New Orleans, I mean, her Houston accent, I don't understand. But we'll see. Like, I mean, she's not the best of actresses in my opinion, and her voiceover acting is not my favorite. Just gonna throw that out there. So we'll see. But I mean, they got back James Earl Jones. They got back I forgot what her name is. I feel so horrible. The lady who plays Sarabi. So that's cool. And what's his name? Donald Glover will do what Donald Glover does. So we'll see. It should be interesting. But I want to know if they're gonna make any changes. I really don't know what you can do with Lion King differently. Because I don't know if you saw Jungle Book. Did you see the live action Jungle Book?
No, I did not.
So they changed a lot in that movie. Like they changed a lot, but they made it a lot similar to the book. So Lion King's not based on any book. So like I don't know how different they're gonna make it. Now Dumbo is completely different story. So I'm concerned about how much I'm gonna like it. Like already watching the trailers, there's too many humans. There's like entirely too many humans in that story. And there's like a little white girl and like a family and like all sorts of like family drama. I don't want any of that. I want a little baby elephant and his mama and like that's all I want. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because like I'm looking at some of the box offices from like some of these movies. I'm like, Alice in Wonderland made $1 billion.
I
What
know,
if
that's
it?
why they made another one. Because I was like, why are they making another one? And then you just explained like
Yeah,
how much money it made.
like Maleficent made $758 million. Cinderella was over $500 million. Jungle Book, it made almost $1 billion, $966 million.
Right. Because these movies make bank. So, of course,
Exactly.
they're going to be like, wait, do we own the rights to these? Yeah, we're going to make another one. Yeah. No, it's about money.
Yeah, even Beauty and the Beast made $1 billion.
Listen,
So.
that's what I'm saying. That year, it was like the top-selling movie. Like they're just printing money at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk some news. So I'm gonna start with the easy stuff. I shouldn't say easy. So it turns out that our friend Jesse did indeed pay those two men for trainer lessons. They were
Yep.
indeed his trainer. So I don't even know what to think about that. Like I'm so over that case. I don't like I'm so confused. I think we touched on that last week though. So I don't know. I need them to solve that and I need it to end because I'm lost still.
Yeah, because they came out and said we lied, saying that he paid us and everything. So I'm like, what is going on?
Sir, I need the truth and I want it now. I don't, I'm sick and tired and I don't know what to do. And I just want it ended and I want the man's to just know what the truth is, like now. That's what I want.
We'll get the truth eventually.
And then and then Mr. Robert Kelly is on the television crying. For God knows why.
That's I think that's on tomorrow morning. So I might need
Who's he
to,
trying to?
he's trying to say I didn't do it.
No. Whose show is he crying on?
I think it's CBS in the morning, something like that, one of their shows.
I just who's giving him platforms? Stop.
Gail?
Gail, stop. Oh, because why? Oh, you know who I'm upset with? I don't even want to talk about this. I'm gonna be honest.
Oprah?
I don't listen. I'm so angry with her. And I don't even want to say this because I don't even want to start nothing. Because I'm trying to not talk about it because I'm probably biased. So as hard as I go on the R. Kelly thing, I know that some people are saying that it's hypocritical to be like, oh, R. Kelly's canceled, blah, 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 because these victims came out and you should believe the victim always. And then you have Forever Neverland or whatever the name of the documentary is. Remember, whatever.
Leaving Neverland.
Leaving Neverland. And so if you should have the same thought process for this documentary. I'm
Nope.
sorry, I can't. So that 6-part series on Lifetime talked to a plethora of people from different angles across not generation, across years and timelines and different aspects of Mr. Kelly's life and put together a narrative that was irrefutable. Finding Neverland talked to two people and their mamas.
And
I'm
grandma.
sorry. I cannot. When the FBI investigated Mr. Jackson for like a decade and found nothing, he'd been in court for how many different times? I can't. It's not the same. I cannot sit here and go, well, I gotta believe these two dudes because they're on TV right now. And I mean, you gotta believe the victim. I want to. But there's something fishy and it don't smell right.
Yeah, I saw the documentary. Now, Wade Robinson, he is 100% a liar, no matter what he says. 'Cause him and the other dude both testified saying he never touched them. They were on the defense team saying he never touched them. And then they want to go back and change their narrative now. Also, Wade Robinson lied about certain facts in the documentary, saying he never got in contact with the Michael Jackson estate at all until 2013, when that is a lie. He had contacted him 2 years prior in order to get clearance to do a one-man show for Michael Jackson in 2011 for Vegas. He also lied about his Michael Jackson memorabilia, that they show at the end of the documentary of him burning it, where he put that stuff on auction to sell, along with the $1.2 billion lawsuit they're trying to put in that got dismissed by courts, him and the other accuser in the documentary. So I'm like, oh, this is just a money grab. Got y'all. And the director saying in his narrative that, oh, I didn't want to interview anyone else outside of who I thought was because it would change my narrative of the story I'm
That's
trying to
the
tell.
part that doesn't, that's the part that makes me feel uncomfortable. What narrative? Should the narrative not be the truth? Don't you want all of the pieces to tell the whole story? Like it just don't smell right. And I just, mind you, am I tainted by my fandom? Possibly. But like, mind you, I stopped messing with R. Kelly in 2008. So, like, I haven't messed with him since 2000. That's that. I have loved Michael Jackson since I was five. So, listen, that could play a part in it. I'm not even gonna color that any other way. But, like, when he was in trial and I was listening to all those things, I was a astute teenager. I was watching the news. I was reading all the articles. I read everything there is about all the stuff that Michael went through when they was all up in his business, when they were like photographing this man nude. Like, I mean, I understand all that he went through. I just don't believe any of it. So, and I don't know. There are tapes of R. Kelly peeing on someone. So, like, I don't understand how people are like comparing the two. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it.
I know. Even
Not that I'm saying, not that I'm saying, let me be clear. Not that I'm saying that you have to have video evidence to believe victims because you don't. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that this particular set of victims smell funny because of the things that Rashawn has already mentioned. Like they have lied and they have gotten caught in their lies. And this director just doesn't sound like he's trying to show the whole story. But believe what you want to believe. Me personally, Michael ain't do that. I never believed he did it. There's been no evidence to show me that he's done it. He's been to trial and he's been acquitted multiple times. The FBI has investigated him. They have not found anything. I'm sorry. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Right.
Even one of the things that the director said when someone asked him a question about like one of the drawings talking about Michael Jackson's penis saying, oh, it wasn't circumcised or it was circumcised. He's like, well, that's just their opinion. And like, not opinion, it's fact.
Right. That like you can't make, that's not something you just have an opinion about. Like you either know or you don't know. I mean, I can't. Ugh. Anyways, it doesn't make sense. All right. Some sad news this weekend. So last week on Wednesday, Luke Perry had a stroke, and we found out yesterday that he died. That was so sad.
That was a tough one right there. I was like, man, like 52.
Too, that's so young. I'm like, that's my childhood son. Like, I grew up with that man. Like, oh my goodness. Dylan, like, that was my third crush. So, my first crush was Zach Morris. My second one was Superman from Lewis and Clark.
Dean Cain,
Dean
he's
Cain.
nice.
And then it was Dylan McKay. Yeah. For white boys, I should say. Obviously, I had black crushes too. But for white boy crushes, those are my three. And so that was so sad. I'm so sad. He was so young. And now I want to be like, strokes are serious. Like, I really wanted to call up all my male friends to be like, hey, if you haven't had your physical in the last 6 months, please go to the doctor immediately. Immediately. Make sure you have had your yearly physical, please. This is really important. Really important.
Yeah, I want to see how things go because they were just about to bring back the show. 90210.
He wasn't signed up to do it. He was doing
Riverdale,
but he wasn't going to be on the new 90210 show, which actually isn't. It's not a reboot. It's actually following them around, like they're not even as their characters, like as them or something. It's like some weird
meta thing.
Yeah, yeah. And you know who's also not going to be in it? Shannon Doherty.
Well, Shannon has had a rough few years with cancer and everything like that, beating cancer. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's fine with that one.
Yeah, she was my favorite. Well, I don't know. I'm a big Shannon Doherty fan. I like the drama that she brought, but yeah, yeah, she was interesting too. I liked 90210. I remember that whole period of time. It's so funny because when I was younger, I actually wasn't allowed to watch it, so I used to watch it in secret. Shh, don't tell anyone. Because it was too much. It was a little too adult. Because they were doing adult things with high school students. But yeah, I loved that show.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I think for you, your generation is 90210. My generation would be One Tree Hill.
Yes, that's true. I never watched One Tree Hill, but that's true. That's very true. Who came from that show? Didn't someone came from that show that had her own thing? What's her name? And there are a lot of people who came from that show who turned into their own things.
Yes, a lot of them. I know. That was my show. It was my show.
Really?
Unfortunately. Yeah, thank you, Soap Network. Hey, it was basketball.
Okay. Basketball?
Yeah, it was about what? It was about kid. You had the rich kid, basketball captain, everything like that. Then you had another kid who grew up on, who played basketball on the street and everything, and they were half brothers. They didn't grow up with each other or anything like that.
Next, you're gonna tell me that you watched Sweet Valley High, or no, that you probably don't know anything about that because that's before your time. Wait, did you watch High School Musical?
Yes.
Ah.
Where do you think Zac Efron got his start?
Okay, I don't know. And see, again, like we have a cultural divide because of our ages. I was like, I didn't understand the pull for that. How did y'all get three movies out of that? Like, what was it? The basketball? Was it the basketball?
Two TV movies and one theater release.
Did you watch all of them? Were you super excited?
I liked the movie. They were good. And Vanessa Hudgens is gorgeous.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I was a Corbin Blue fan from him being on that show on Discovery Kids. Flight 29 Down.
Wow. I'm flabbergasted. See, what did I have? I guess I had Even Stevens.
That was my show too.
I guess I had Shia LaBeouf, so I guess I'll give you that. And what's no? I had not Lizzie McGuire. Lizzie McGuire, and I had Raven. Gosh, I don't know. I shot to the line. So I always watch these younger shows because my sister is 6 years younger than me. So and she likes the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. So like I was watching, you know, like Daria and Clarissa Explains It All and Sabrina the Teenage Witch and stuff, but she was watching Even Stevens and Lizzie McGuire and That's So Raven, and she was watching High School Musical, but I did not understand the draw of High School Musical. Like I was like, what are they singing about? I don't. How are you singing about a basketball game?
Get your head in the game. That's all you gotta do.
What are you gonna, what are you doing right now?
No, like literally, that was one of the songs, Get Your Head in the Game.
I know, that's what I'm saying. What do you do right now? Like, were you about to bust into the song? Like,
No,
what
no,
do you
no, no. No, but Aquapart, I watched the stuff you're talking about also. I watched Clarissa Explains It All. I watched Daria. My favorite show of the 90s was probably Boy Meets World.
Oh my God. Okay. But you didn't watch Boy Meets World. Sorry. Did you watch Boy Meets World before when like he had a sister before she went upstairs?
Yeah, so like, yeah, like they, what's the name? They did her dad, but then they brought her back.
They brought her back in like the last two seasons. You were like, "Where you been?" I went upstairs. I was like, "How are you just gonna send her upstairs for like three seasons?"
Hey, what's the name? What? Urkel did that? I mean, Family Matters did that.
Family Matters did do that. And where have you been? She was just gone.
Yeah, never, she never existed.
It's so funny.
Just the
Yeah.
stuff that he bought.
I would love to see a reunion. So I guess will we ever get a reunion of so we'll never get another reunion of Cosby Show. So whatever, they gotta let that go. But I would love to see a reunion of Fresh Prince. Like they could do that. I mean, Uncle Phil, like obviously Uncle Phil's gone, but like they could do like a reunion of like Fresh Prince. That would be cool. Or a reunion of Family Matters. Did you ever watch Step by Step?
Yes.
I loved Step by Step. So one of my favorite episodes of Step by Step is when he went to Disney World and tried to do all the rides in one day. I thought that was cool. You know what I used to love about those TGI Fridays, TGIF, yeah, TGIF shows was when they used to do the cross episodes where they used to like cross-pollinate the shows. So like the characters from one show would be on the other. I used to love that.
Yeah, I watched all of them. I watched Growing Pains.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Growing Pains.
Bro.
That's Alan Thicke, right? Robin Thicke's father.
Yes.
Yeah, he was cute for an older gentleman.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh man. Wait, what else was on NBC besides Fresh Prince
I don't know.
and The Cosby Show? That's it, right?
Think so.
I mean, and Different Worlds, but like that's it, right? They only had those three.
Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, and they had Cheers and they had Coach,
I watch
but
Coach.
that's it. Me too. I liked Coach. Murphy Brown.
They just brought that back.
I know I haven't seen any of the new episodes though, but I'm sure
Hillary.
that they're like trashing Trump. I'm sure that's all they're doing.
Hillary was on an episode.
What? Oh, what do you mean it was only one episode?
I said Hillary was on an episode.
Oh. Miss Clinton?
Yes.
Oh, so apparently she's not running for president.
Yeah.
She's not running. Bloomberg's not running. Howard Schultz needs to sit his butt down.
So does Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban is not running. Is he running?
He's thinking about it.
He better sit all the way down. He needs to take all the seats in his
Hey,
Dallas stadium.
I would want to see him debate Trump though.
I mean, he can debate Trump, sure, but he needs to not run.
I need to see it. I would love to see a real billionaire versus a fake billionaire.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this is one thing I saw today. So, dictionary.com be having mad jokes. So, I love Wendy's, Wendy's the fast food joint. I love them on Twitter because they're hilarious and they be burning people all day on their Twitter account. But dictionary.com be having jokes, smart intellectual jokes. So today Forbes announced that Kylie Jenner is the youngest quote unquote self-made billionaire. And Dictionary.com was like, nah. Let me correct you again. that self-made actually means, what self-made actually means. Because dictionary.com was like, no, self-made means succeeded in life unaided. Because they're like, she's not self-made. Like, she might be a billionaire, but like, she's not self-made. And this is the second time that it's like retweeted what the Forbes article and been like, nah, don't do that. I think that's hilarious. Like, you're a dictionary. Like, well, like, what are you doing? And it's so funny because I remember when, you remember when Kylie, do you remember when Cardi and Nicki were beefing, and Cardi was like footages, and people were making fun of her, but dictionary.com was like, nah, that's a word. I love it. You know what other brands got in on some beef recently? So you know the whole thing going down with Jordan, what's his name?
Yeah, Jordan Woods.
Jordan Woods and Khloe Kardashian, right? So this Twitter personality, Clarkeisha, she made this fire tweet, and she called what's that dude's name? Tristan, third trimester Tristan. She called his dick Groupon dick, and Groupon was like, "We would like to stay out of this narrative." They were like, "Please keep our name out of this, please." I love it when brands like participate, but like do it in a really cool way. You know what I mean? Like, they like are in it, but like not in a uncool way. You know what I'm saying? It was good. Like, when they have good people on their social media team.
Unlike PETA.
Oh my God. I want, yo, whoever is on PETA's social media team needs to be fired or like put away. Because like, they be saying some wild stuff. Like, wild.
I know everyone, and it's like everyone joined up. When Peter started talking crap about Steve Irwin, I was like, nope. You do not mess up a national treasure. It's Steve Irwin.
Yo, Australia was like, yo, you have just pissed off a whole country. And the rest of the world was like, nah, you pissed off everybody. You don't come for Steve. What? Nah. Yeah, they messed up there. Messed all the way up. All right, I'm super excited for Captain Marvel. Are you excited?
I'm thinking about getting my ticket for Thursday, IMAX.
Ooh, Thursday. Yeah, that's a good idea. I can't go Thursday because I have book club, but I will go this weekend. And I go with my sister because I owe her a movie night. I'm gonna go Saturday morning. Gonna be nice and packed, so I'm gonna be annoyed, but that's okay. It's gonna be all right. I should buy my tickets ahead of time though, because I'm thinking it's gonna be super packed. But I'm looking forward to it. I have to say though, like when the first trailer came out, I was not enthusiastic because I wasn't wowed, but subsequent trailers have made me more excited. But I have to say, I know absolutely nothing about the plot. Do you think you know what happens?
Not particularly.
Yeah, like I know, I have no idea. Like I haven't really, I'm gonna be honest, like normally like I watch all the like breakdowns and stuff. I haven't really done that for this, like I said, because I wasn't super excited with the first couple trailers. So I might do some research and some thoughts are, but really I'm more I'm gonna be honest, I'm more interested in finding out like what Endgame is about. Because I'm like, how are they gonna get everybody back? But and like how she plays a role in that. Because remember when you know, Wakanda, I keep calling it that. It's so funny. I keep calling Black Panther Wakanda. But remember when Black Panther was coming out before the Avengers movie was coming out, and we all thought, we were like, oh, we're gonna find the last stone. And then Black Panther came out and nothing about the stone. And we were like, what happened? Like, wait, you told us nothing. Like, there was nothing in the movie at all about what was gonna happen in the Avengers movie. Remember? I was so angry.
I wasn't. And I was like, fine, we'll just see the last stone of the movie.
I was upset. I was like, this told me nothing. It prepared me not at all. It's just another, this was nothing. This was like, I loved it, obviously. It was really great. But this did not help me at all with the Avengers movie. I wanted to know where the stone was.
I was good. I was satisfied in my viewing of Black Panther. I just needed to see a good movie. I didn't care about that stone until that stone became an issue in the last movie.
Where I need figured, to know what the stone was.
Well, we saw what the stone was, and thank you, Gamora, for your sacrifice.
Thank her. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think she's dead?
Yeah, she's dead.
I think she's in the stone.
Then they're all in stone.
I mean, possibly.
Or it's just what everyone's theory is, because we have satellite footage and spy camera stuff, but I don't want to say anything.
I don't know about all of that. All I know is if at the end of the movie, when she's like, did you get what you wanted? And what did it cost you? Like, who's he talking to? Yeah, he's in the stone. Like, here's the thing. Like, when you snap your fingers and you're killing half the people, couldn't you theoretically kill yourself too?
Yeah, he took the risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my thing. Like, I wouldn't want to snap my finger, because what if I kill myself too?
Then that would have happened. It didn't matter. That's what he wanted. He wanted half the universe gone. And half the universe gone.
I still think it's a dumb choice. Like, I still think, like, you could make more resources. Like, why is the choice to get rid of half the people and not make more things? Like, you have the option to make more, and instead you decide to get rid of things. Like, I just don't understand.
And you can also make less, and it can take more, it'll give you longer rationality in order to go back to where it was. Then you just do another snap.
No. I think it's selfish. Not selfish. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but I don't like his thought process.
Hey, Infinity War was Thanos' movie. You have to meet Thanos, and that was his movie. The Avengers are the side characters. He's the main character.
Apparently. I didn't like him, but I wouldn't like him.
We loved
him. You loved him? Oh, no.
I smiled as I was hearing all the children cry.
You are sick. What do you mean? He stole a little girl from her mother and then killed.
I clapped after the end of that movie. I clapped.
What's wrong with you?
I wanted real stakes and I got real stakes.
Okay.
Were you
happy when Ragnarok happened? Did that make you happy when a whole planet got destroyed?
Hey, they got off it. They got off the planet.
Okay.
Are you
the Joker? Do you like to watch the world burn? What's wrong with you?
I kind of do.
Okay. We need to get you some help. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
I was hoping Thor would keep the eye patch.
No, we want happy and nice things.
Sometimes we gotta watch the world burn.
No, we don't have to do that. You need some Mr. Rogers in your life.
I saw that too.
That's a good movie. That is such a good movie. Won't you be my neighbor? Love Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers was the grandfather I didn't get to meet. Because both of my grandfathers passed before I was born. But Mr. Rogers was such a sweet soul.
I still don't know how that did not get nominated.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. That movie was so good. Oh my gosh. Oh, so good. I loved that movie. I watched it like 7 times. I was like, oh, that movie makes me so happy. Okay, here's one last thing that I wanted to share with you. Wasn't sure if you were aware. Maybe it's something you want to look into this weekend if you can. But there is this new thing that's out on the market that actually hit stores this past December. It's alcoholic water. It's called Pura. It is still water with the alcohol content of, I believe it's 4.5, so like about the same as a Smirnoff Ice, but it's regular water, not like bubbly or anything, and you can get it at your liquor store. I want to try it because I feel like on a nice hot day, it would be delicious.
Yeah.
But it comes in 4 flavors: mango, mandarin orange, blackberry, and maybe it's only 3 flavors. But I want to try it, and I think it's an amazing idea. All right. And I wanted to share that with you. And if I can find some this weekend, I'm going to try it.
If I can, that's just, I don't know. Before I came to the house, I went to the liquor store. I don't know. I'll get to look tomorrow.
Yeah. Flavored water that's alcoholic. I just think it's a great idea. I don't know. So you missed out on the good 4 Loko. Because the 4 Loko that's out now is not as potent as the one that was when I was in college. But mm-hmm. That was the original 4 Loko was crazy. Like one can and you that was life. That's all you needed. A 4-pack of 4 Loko and your night was made. But this sounds like an adult good time. And no hangover. And less calories. So I definitely want to try it. But yeah. I just want to share that tidbit with you and our listeners. Thank you for all of you who have been listening to us. We appreciate it, and we like your continued listening. We do want your interaction, though, so if you guys want to continue to listen to us and follow us on our Instagram and our Facebook page and our Twitter, please do that.
Yep.
2P Studios on Instagram and Twitter. And 2 and a Possible on Facebook. Likes and follows and shares are always appreciated. And talk to us. Ask us questions. All of that is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I need to get more active on that.
Definitely do. I have some unboxings that I need to share. I will be going to a Comic-Con very soon. So I will make sure I chronicle all of that on the Facebook page. And the Instagram, so that we have some great content for you guys coming soon.
Hopefully a website also soon.
Yeah, soon, soon, soon. We're growing, guys. It's coming, it's coming.
Yeah.
But it's always fun talking to you, sir.
That is always fun talking to you every week.
All right. So we will see you guys, same bat place, same bat channel, next week. Either Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Might even a Wednesday one the week.
Well, we'll try to keep it to the beginning of the week. I think Tuesdays are a sweet bust.
Yeah, it is. It's our sweet spot, so.
All right, guys. You have a good night. It's two and impossible. It's your girl, Miss Melanie.
And Rashawn, so peace.
Good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.